Hi everyone, I'm Rob B with Rob D, and we are from the Property Podcast. Now, we do many episodes throughout the year, but there is an episode that people are always keen to listen to. They want the answers, they want the guidance, and they are our property hotspots for 2020. Well, the wait is over, everyone. Here comes our hotspots list.
Yes, welcome to the Property Podcast, where every Thursday property investors come to be informed and inspired. And yes, today is our hotspots episode. We're going to tell you where we personally are targeting for investments this year. We'll talk about the towns that we're targeting, and we'll be giving you a few ones to watch as well. And there might just be a surprise or two in there.
So, news story of the week. And often we pick out a negative news story, but it's 2020, new year, and we've got some positive news stories. And the news story we've picked out, the headline reads, "Buy-to-let investment sentiment remains strong as 2020 kicks off." And Rob, this is quite an interesting survey because not only is buy-to-let sentiment strong, it's actually really strong with younger people as well.
Yeah, it is. According to this survey, 75% of people were positive about buy-to-let, but among millennials, that rose to 83%. Which actually surprised me, Rob, because I thought the older generation would have seen really great gains from the last 20 years or so and therefore would be feeling more positive about property, whereas people who are younger would be thinking of property as expensive and not rating it as an investment so highly. But that seems not to be the case at all.
Yeah, it's really interesting that so many young people are keen and enthusiastic about property investment. I wouldn't say massively shocked, but just really pleased to see that in the numbers. The other thing that's really interesting is there's been some negative news stories around which have surveyed existing property investors or existing landlords, and they're feeling a little bit more negative about property. And that's understandable because there have been a lot of changes over the last few years. So people who haven't started are feeling quite infused and are like, right, let's go, 2020 is going to be a good year. And those who've been in it for a while, you know, been in the trenches, are a bit war weary and thinking, oh God, this is hard work. I think it's a balance, really, and I think both sides can learn from each other's point of view. For those who've been doing it for a while, if you were starting again and looking at investment options, property investment is still going to come out as one of the most attractive options you can go for, or you could do. There's so many upsides to investing in property, and particularly where the market is right now, it's very appealing. While doing it may feel hard, and while you may have had it better in years gone by in terms of the rules that you have to follow, it still is a great investment vehicle, and there's so many upsides. But for those who haven't started yet and are really enthusiastic about the thought of starting, yes, it is a wonderful investment vehicle, but it's not easy either. And you do have to put the work in. And work can be different things. It can be done in the form of research. It can be done in the form of education. It can be done in the form of getting your hands dirty and being hands-on with your property investment. Whatever that work looks like, it still requires work. And it's not all rainbows and unicorns and happy smiley faces day in, day out. Things do go wrong in property. So I don't think either side is particularly right in terms of their point of view. It's somewhere in the middle. But is property investment still a fantastic vehicle for financial freedom or your other financial goals? Absolutely.
So I'm excited about this one. This is always one of our most popular episodes of the year. We're going to be talking about our investment hotspots, where we are personally going to be looking for investments in 2020. This year, we're doing things a little bit differently. We're picking out our top cities. We're also picking out our top towns, and we're picking up a few up-and-comers that we're keeping our eye on as well. So not places that we think are going to explode this year, but places where we think there's lots of potential. So we're going to be keeping an eye just in case something comes along. So Rob, let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah, hotspots are always one of the most popular episodes we do every year because everyone wants to know where are the best places to invest. And we put our money where our mouth is. We will be going and looking at these areas to put investment deals together. Sounds a bit crazy telling you what we're doing, so we're creating competition for ourselves, but we can all win. There's lots of opportunities in these areas. So Rob, shall we start with our cities? And I think it's important that we name this city first because it is the UK's, possibly the world's greatest city. It's Liverpool.
Yeah, there is a fair bit of bias here, but Liverpool was in our hotspots last year. It is again this year. Liverpool had a really good 2019, but there's still so much further to go. The key factor here is affordability. Yes, Liverpool's got lots of great things going for it, and no, Rob, we don't need to go through and list them all off, but the affordability is the key here because it's still one of the most affordable places in the UK to buy. That means that it's got among the biggest upsides, And because it is so strong as a city, and because it's going to be benefiting from the Manchester Ripple, there's going to be more residential demand, there's going to be more investor demand, and that is only going to push prices up.
Indeed, the only way is up for Liverpool. And I'm glad you did that bit, Rob, because that could have gone on forever there. But another city that we're excited about, and you've just mentioned it, Rob, is Manchester. Yep, Manchester, the London of the North, or some people will say London is the Manchester of the South now. They're starting to get very confident about that city, and rightly so. Manchester is an incredible place. Yes, it's been on our list for a few years now, but rightly so. We got in early. We told you to get in before everyone else, like we're doing now with Liverpool. But Manchester has got loads of legs left. It's an incredible city. There is so much going on there, and it is based on a really strong and solid economy. Loads of businesses are in Manchester. Loads of businesses are relocating to Manchester. Just over 12 months ago, we moved our main office to Manchester. So yes, we have an office in London, but our main office is in Manchester. And being there on the ground has really highlighted to us even more so how wonderful and incredible things are there. It's got a buzz. It's got a real vibrancy to the city. There's loads to come there. There's loads of exciting plans for Manchester. And that's why it absolutely has to make our top list of cities to invest in 2020.
We said we were going to do a top three, but then we couldn't decide. So we've cheated and done a top four by having a tie for third. So one of those that we've tied is Nottingham. Nottingham, much like Liverpool, had a strong year last year, but still has so much further to go. I've said it before, but it's still true. I don't understand why Nottingham is so overlooked. I don't understand why prices are as affordable as they are, given its location, given its transport links, given the universities, given the employers, given everything that's going on there. Doesn't make any sense to me. So I think it's got a lot further to go. And 2020 is going to be another good year.
And tied with Nottingham in third place is Leeds. Leeds is actually a bit like Nottingham. It's great already. You know, Nottingham and Leeds are wealthy, affluent cities that are great to be in, great to live in, but are only getting better. But both of them have loads of upside potential for property price increases. One of the big things for me with Leeds is there's a massive undersupply of property being built there, and that has been the case since the 08 crash. You've got over a decade of undersupply, and that pent-up demand is coming through now. And because of that, Leeds is a really exciting place to invest in 2020. So any of the four in our top three are going to be great investments for anybody in 2020, and they're places that we will be throwing lots of attention at, lots of effort at, to do deals there.
Yeah, there are no massive surprises in there, and that's because this isn't us trying to be clever and trying to come up with the one postcode that's going to do better than anywhere else. We're looking at places that are strong, that have got good upside, where you can make an investment now and do really, really well over the next 5-10 years. That's the type of investment that we make personally. It's the type of investment that we make at Property Hub Invest. So for those type of investments, you don't have to be ridiculously clever. You don't need to uncover some magic place that no one else has heard of. Any of those locations will see you do very nicely indeed. But city centre investment isn't for everyone. So we've also picked out, Rob, a few towns this year that we rate strongly.
Yes, and first on that list is Crewe. Crewe, if HS2 happens, and it is a big if, but if HS2 happens, will be the best connected town in the UK. You'll be able to get to Liverpool, Manchester and Birmingham in under half an hour. Crazy. You'll be able to get to London in under an hour. That is brilliant. But here's the thing, if HS2 happens, then wow, what a boost to Crewe and the local economy there. But even without it, it is still one of the best connected towns in the UK. It is right off the M6, it is on the West Coast Main Line already, and because of that, it's got some major, major employers in the area. So that means that returns are quite attractive, property prices are relatively accessible for most property investors, and rental demand, because of those employers that I mentioned, is really strong there as well. We found that property lets there very quickly. And for similar reasons, that's why Doncaster makes number two in our list. Doncaster has its own inland port. Google it, you'll see what I mean. And major employers are based there. So, so many employers in that area. And because of that, Doncaster's rental demand, again, is one of the strongest we've seen. When we get property there, it lets very quickly. And for property investors, that's normally quite important. But because of all the fundamentals, the transport links and everything else around Doncaster and the investments into the town, it means that capital growth prospects, again, for Crewe and Doncaster, are very promising for the future as well. So two great towns to invest in. But third on our list, Rob, again, we're cheating because it's not a town. It's a collection of towns and even cities. It's Greater Manchester.
Yeah, we're stretching the definition of a town to breaking point here. But Manchester has been the success story of the last few years. The transformation that's been happening in the city centre is amazing. But like I said, city centre investment is not for everyone. You can still benefit, though, from everything that's going on in Manchester by looking at those areas a little bit further out. We've talked countless times on the podcast in the past about the ripple effect. We've talked about it once already today. And that's because it's such a reliable way of deciding where to invest. When a city centre is booming, prices will rise. That'll price some people out who would have lived there previously. Therefore, they'll go a little bit further, then a little bit further from there, and so on. That's the ripple. In Manchester, you're absolutely spoilt for choice. I'm not even going to name any of the locations because I don't want to give the impression that there are just two or three places. There are absolutely loads. Some are indeed technically towns. Some are just suburbs of Manchester. But wherever you look, the key factor is transport. It's the areas that have the best transport links into the city, so that's the train and in Manchester the tram, that are going to do the best because it's probably going to be people who work in the city choosing to live a little bit further out. So the commute is going to be a big factor for them. There are so many areas to choose from in Manchester. This is really at least 10 hotspots in one. But whatever you're looking for, there's bound to be somewhere there that caters to it.
So our next category is up and coming. So the areas we've got an eye on and maybe we'll even invest in this year. And number one on our list, and rightly so, is Sheffield. Now, Sheffield arguably could have broken into one of our top cities because last year it was a hotspot for us. We did say last year that, you know, it's early for Sheffield, and that's why it's not made our top cities. But in the next few years, I think it will. Property prices like Liverpool are very, very affordable. The amount of money that's gone into the city and is going into the city is huge. Sheffield looks great value, and while property prices may not accelerate this year in 2020, they will do in the not too distant future. So Sheffield, for many reasons, is number one on our up and coming list, and we will definitely try and put some deals together there this year.
Another up and comer is Newcastle.
Why, aye, Rob. Sorry to the people of Newcastle.
Yeah, sorry people of Newcastle. But on the plus side, you're living in a great spot for investment. There's a big similarity here with Liverpool, which is affordability. Affordability in Newcastle, again, is among the best in the UK. That means so much potential for prices to rise. Also a very strong city economically. It's got some manufacturing. It's got some technology. It's got a strong university. The difference is that Liverpool is in a region that's doing very well at the moment, and Newcastle is not. The broader northeast has really struggled over the last decade, and that makes it more difficult for growth in Newcastle to kick on. I don't think that we're going to see major price movement there in 2020, so there's definitely no rush to get in. It might be a bit too early, but I'm starting to keep a bit of an eye on it because I do think it has so much potential, and I think in the second half of the cycle, it could do really well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, third on our list, we haven't lost our marbles, and it may shock a few people, but we are keeping our eye on London. Yes, you heard us correctly, London. Now, you may think we're anti-London. It's not true. I live just outside of London. Rob lives in London. We love London. It's a marvellous city. It's a world-famous city, and rightly so. But for property investment over the last few years, it's been one to avoid. And we got in quite early telling people that the party was coming to an end on London, possibly too early, but it did end. And people then did avoid London and have moved away, and property prices suffered because of that. However, I think in the second half of the cycle, London will start to recover and will do quite well. And because it's been a few years now without any growth, and in real terms, it's been falling, London becomes interesting. Now, will we advise Property Hub investors to go into London in 2020? Probably not. But will we be keeping an eye on it? Will we start to build our network there and open conversations about future investments in years to come? Yes. And I think this may shock a few people, Rob, because we talk about the North a lot, the Midlands a lot, and people may think that we are anti-London because of that, but we're not. We're just pro-property. We're pro-best returns. We're not biased to one particular area. Okay, I clearly love Liverpool, but when Liverpool is not the best place to invest in, we'll say. We just talk about the areas that we believe in right now and we're prepared to invest in ourselves.
Exactly. And I think in the second half of the cycle, where we now are, it's historically been the case that areas in the north get their growth in the second half. So the divergence between London and the rest starts to come back in again. And I think that will still be the case. But with London, because of everything it's got going for it, London has some big swings. It has some big peaks and troughs. But over the very long term, London will always do well because it is such a strong city. Therefore, if you're looking to make a long-term investment, it's always worth looking for opportunities to get into the right area at the right price. In recent years, it's been going so bonkers it hasn't been worth looking. But like you say, Rob, I think it's very unlikely we'll be making any investments in this year, but it's certainly going to be getting more of our attention.
And just to appease those who live in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, you rightly so bash us for focusing on England. And as you've seen, all of our list is made up of towns and cities in England. However, just a word of note, I think Edinburgh and Glasgow offer great investment opportunities in 2020. I think they'll do quite well. Barnstorming, maybe not, but good solid returns. And if you're feeling very brave, as we mentioned on last week's podcast, Aberdeen might be worth keeping an eye on. And Belfast as well. Prices there from peak to trough are still 40% down from the 08 peak, and returns are attractive there. So if you are in Northern Ireland, you know, Belfast, although property prices have recovered somewhat from where they were, they've still got a long way to go and there is opportunity there. But we are focused on the market that we operate in, that we're experts in, that our networks are in. So that's why our list is made up of towns and cities in England. Now it's time for Hub Extra, where we want to give you more, and we really are giving you more this week. And remember, if you like this segment of the show, make sure you signed up on the Property Hub website, because you'll get the Hub Extra email every single Friday, and we aim to make it the best email that you get in your inbox each and every week. Now, for this Hub Extra, we've really pushed the boat out, because not only have we given you a podcast on property hotspots for 2020, but we have just released the video for property hotspots for 2020 as well, where we talk about all these areas, go into a bit more detail, and of course make it all visual. Do you know what Sheffield looks like? Maybe you don't. Well, now you can see through this video. So we really are giving you extra this week. A podcast wasn't enough on this subject, so we've doubled up with a video. Make sure you head over to our YouTube channel. That's Property Hub UK. You can find us on YouTube. While you're there, make sure you subscribe, because we're putting more and more out in 2020. So it's really important you subscribe. And if you don't want to miss any of the videos that are coming out, you can hit the notification bell and you'll get notified every time we put a new video out. If you're loving the podcasts, you'll love the YouTube channel. So make sure you take advantage of that this year.
Just before we go, we've got time to sneak in a success story from a listener just like you. And we love these. Recording the podcast is great. We have fun doing it. But what we really love is hearing what you've done with the information that we share. So whether you've landed a deal, finished a refurb, or just taken your first step, we would love to hear from you. Any kind of action you're taking, tell us on the socials. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Property Hub UK. This week's success story comes in from Samantha, who says, it's 100% thanks to Property Hub that I got onto the property ladder last year, purchasing my first buy-to-let and subletting to the council, which also led to my £75,000 property being renovated free of charge by the council, now valuing it at £95,000. Wow. All because of something I'd heard on the podcast. It's completely hands-off with the council managing everything, and the whole reason I've been able to take my career break and go travelling at 29. So thank you, Property Hub, for giving me the knowledge and the confidence to do it. Well done, Samantha. It sounds like you found an amazing opportunity there, and it's led to you being able to do something really cool, and that's what property's really all about.
It really is, but it's so great to hear that people are actioning the advice that's been given, because it's all well and good, you know, listening and saying, oh, that makes sense, or that's a good idea, but the execution of those ideas, the action being taken, is what it's all about. So well done, Samantha. All the credit absolutely goes to you, because you're the one who's done it. We'll be back with Ask Rob and Rob on Tuesday. And next Thursday, we've got a special episode. We're not just going to help you hit your goals for 2020. No, we've got an episode to help you smash the new decade. Yeah, big claim, but we are passionate about next week's episode. So please make sure you listen. And if you know other people who don't listen to the podcast, but could do with a kick up the bum, then make sure they listen to next Thursday's podcast as well. And between now and then, if you are a Property Hub addict and you need a bit more Property Hub in your life, you can find us on all the socials at Property Hub UK. And you know about that YouTube channel now as well. Go along, subscribe, hit the notification bell and start going through the wonderful content we've got there. 2020 is going to be a big year for us on YouTube. We've got loads planned, so make sure you're set up to take advantage of it all. Get subscribed, get the notifications, and you can get even more Property Hub goodness. So plenty to keep you busy. We'll be back on Tuesday with Ask Rob and Rob. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.